Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your week, and most importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we build a relationship with Jesus. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and challenges in our lives and let Him handle them. When we do, we can live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or anxieties. When I was younger, I didn't understand anything I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Luckily for me, in 2010, through a series of events no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about how every day is a new day and how, as Christians, the Lord is there every day to forgive our past transgressions, provided we make the attempt not to commit them again. Our God is a loving and forgiving God who is there to embrace us with His love and forgiveness. On today's show, we'll talk about a topic that is very important, yet through the years has seemed to have lost its significance, and that is the need for church. It saddens me every week when I see how church attendance continues to dwindle, not just in my church, but in most churches everywhere. The question is, why? Unfortunately, there are many answers, ranging from, I don't get anything out of it, or I need to sleep in on Sundays, and after all the scandals, I don't trust the church, and there are many more. Christianity, the largest religion in the United States, experienced a 20th century high of 91% of the total population in 1976. However, this decreased to 74% in 2016 and 64% in 2022. Sadly, this decline with those practicing our faith stems from the lack of people attending church regularly. It makes sense. Just look at our own lives. We're close friends with someone. We spend lots of time with them and we enjoy their company. Then one day, they move away, or we do. Soon, we see them less and less, and before we know it, the friendship is gone and becomes a thing of the past. This is exactly what happens when we stop going to church. The relationship we had with the Lord starts to weaken, and before we know it, it's gone. And like the lost friendship, it becomes a thing of the past. We need church in our lives because it helps us keep our faith and our relationship with the Lord strong. There's another issue that has been proven when people stop going to church. Not only is their faith lost, but crime increases. It has been proven that states with more religious populations tend to have fewer homicides and fewer suicides. Just as we need food and water to keep our bodies healthy, we need church to keep our spirituality healthy. Don't buy into the belief of, oh, I practice faith in my own way. Sorry, that does not cut it. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." This Bible verse is a simple explanation that we need to congregate in groups during which we can worship the Lord, share in prayer and hymns, and praise His name. Going to church regularly is an important part of our Christian faith, and it's something we all need to practice. Understanding the importance of going to church regularly is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is the need for church. We can find many excuses not to go to church, starting with, I don't get anything out of it. I understand that. And if you're not getting anything out of it, it makes no sense to go. But that's not where it ends. It simply means we need to find a church where we do get something out of it. Yes, that will take some effort, and we may find ourselves going to many different churches until we find what we are content with. Still, we have to do it. And until we do, we will not be able to have strong faith and a strong relationship with the Lord. No matter how great we think our relationship with the Lord is, I promise it is not complete unless we go to church regularly. So make that a new priority in our lives. The first song I'm going to play today ties into the theme of today's show. I have mentioned often that for too many years I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Also, I was not going to church regularly and at times hardly at all. After I had my eye-opening experience in 2010, I began seeing everything differently, and I realized how important Jesus was in my life. When I wrote this song, I thought of how I felt when I was attempting to build a relationship with Jesus through prayer, and as that relationship started to grow, how much happier my life was. The song is called, I Put My Life in Your Hands. In the verses, we hear me talk about my fears and my doubts, and then in the chorus, when I found Jesus and began to have faith in Him, and how I no longer had anything to worry about. The words in the chorus are, You take care of me. You are always there. I put my life in your hands. You protect me and you hear my prayers. I put my life in your hands. Please listen now to my song, I Put My Life in Your Hands.
And moments when I have doubt, there are days when I feel so confused, worried how things will work out. But then take me.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798.
We're talking about the need for church. It's so easy to find excuses not to go to church, but we're only fooling ourselves because without the opportunity to practice our faith regularly, we will never achieve the true closeness with the Lord that we as Christians strive for. As I mentioned already, people have many reasons why they don't go to church. But if we truly call ourselves Christians, we can't abandon God's commandment to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. No, we must go to church regularly. So what do we do? First, we have to make the commitment that we will try. Then all we have to do is pray to Jesus and let Him lead us. We were not happy where we were going to church. It was so boring that we stopped going. Okay, pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us find the right church for us. Soon, we may find a church through a friend or a neighbor, or pass by one accidentally one day. These experiences will be the Lord intervening, so follow them. Maybe we became bitter after losing a loved one and stopped going to Mass. Share that with Jesus and ask Him to take away the bitterness, open our eyes, and give us the strength to get back to church. Whatever our reasons are for not going to church, pray to Jesus, share them with Him, and ask Him to help us get back to church and to go regularly. We can also pray for those we know who are not going to church and say they want to, but don't have the wherewithal to do it. Maybe they stopped going for reasons we're unaware of. Regardless of that, pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene, to open their eyes, and to show them a path back to going to church regularly. And lastly, if we are going to church regularly, pray to Jesus and ask His help to make sure that when we are attending Mass, that we ourselves get everything we need and to help us strengthen our faith and our relationship with the Lord. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and let Him know exactly where we are and what we need when it comes to going to church, and ask for His help in making sure we fulfill our commitment to the Lord in attending church regularly, and that we get the most out of it that we can. Understanding how we can use prayer to help us with all our needs is another step in living life as a Christian. We're continuing to talk about the need to go to church. We must never tell ourselves it's okay if we don't go to church, because when we don't go to church, we are breaking one of the commandments of our God. The devil loves it when we don't go to church, because missing church weakens our relationship with the Lord and lets the devil strengthen his temptation, knowing we'll be less likely to resist. Another reason why going to church is important is that Christians must set an example. And going to church is something we need to demonstrate to everyone, especially those who want to join our faith. They need to experience going to church regularly as well. And if they don't see us going to church, why would they? Going to church is important, and it's something every Christian must do regularly. The next song I'm going to play is a fun, upbeat worship song with a simple message. Throughout the Bible, there are many references to the importance of praising our God through song. In essence, singing. Music is an important part of our faith, and it is a gift from God. Whenever we have a chance to praise our Lord through song, whether it be in church, participating in a chorus, or singing with a Christian song on the radio, we need to, because the Lord wants us to sing our praises. The song I'm about to play is called "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing." In the verses, we hear how important it is for us to sing to the Lord, and then in a chorus, how great we feel when we sing and praise our God. Please listen now to my song, "Alleluia, Let Him Hear You Sing."
The Lord is us. He's there every day. Jesus hears us when we sing and pray. Through song we can tell him what's in our hearts. Such joy you will feel when you sing. So let's start singing Alleluia. Sing it out now. Sing Alleluia. Merciful and just, so sing with joy. Reach out and rejoice. Sing to the Lord, let him hear your voice. Sing Alleluia. Sing it out now. Sing Alleluia. Sing it out loud. Shout out and praise our God and let him hear you sing. Give glory to the to our Almighty King. Rejoice with your hearts, join in, rise up and sing. Sing Alleluia, let your voices ring. Sing Alleluia, let him hear you sing. Alleluia. Shout it out now.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, Jesus hears Bartimaeus, a blind man, cry out to him. He refers to Jesus as the Son of David and asks Jesus to let him see. Jesus is touched by his faith and restores his sight. Jesus tells him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." With his sight restored, he now follows Jesus. The point of the Gospel is we can all imitate Bartimaeus and ask Jesus to heal us of any blindness we have that keeps us from seeing the faith that leads us to God's heart and our way to the kingdom of heaven. Today's psalm is Psalm 126, "The Lord has done great things for us." This psalm is a community song of trust or confidence that skillfully uses the message to proclaim God as the one who brings joy out of sorrow, laughter out of tears, and good out of evil. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 126, "The Lord has done great things for us."
The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing. The Lord has done great things for us. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. The Lord has done great things for us.
We'll be right back.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, the IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first.
Call 800-783-0798. 800-783-0798. That's 800-783-0798. 107-98.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Boy and the Ice Cream. In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. How much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied a number of coins in it. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He inquired. Some people were now waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said abruptly. The little boy again counted the coins. I'll have the plain ice cream, he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, paid the cashier, and departed. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents, her tip. The moral of the story is, don't be so quick to judge others at first appearance. Very often, the people we least expect to help are those that give the most generously, so share your warmth unabatedly with the world. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Under